Listener Production.
Hi, it's Jessica Heatley and welcome to Far North Queensland Local News. Checking weather first, partly cloudy across Cairns, reaching a top of 27. Rain is possible. The same goes for Mareeba. Expect temperatures to reach 24 degrees. Making news today, Wednesday, August 10, warning of burnout from Queensland nurses, drivers told to fill up before prices go up, and Mulgrave Cricket Club vandalised. Let's get into it. With our Queensland nurses exhausted, overworked and burnt out, it's prompted the Queensland Nursing and Midwifery Union to call for a lifeline to get our frontline workers through the third COVID wave. Secretary Beth Mole from the union says if the government doesn't intervene now, the flow-on effects to get nursing students into the profession could be dire.
If our members are feeling very, very burnt out from the experience that they've been through, and let's face it, it's like nothing we've ever seen, what are we going to do to make sure that we attract and retain nurses and midwives?
Fill up now, that's the message to drivers. As the cost of unleaded drops across the country, prices have been dropping for around 60 days and have reached the lowest point since late April. Around Cairns this morning, you can expect to pay $1.70.3 per litre. Craig James from ComSec says that's not too far from the price servos are buying the fuel.
The wholesale price is $1.60. So if you're getting anywhere near a wholesale price of $1.60, you're doing very, very well.
Lung Foundation Australia are calling on the Albanese government to address key gaps in lung cancer prevention, diagnosis and outcomes. This comes following a report that suggests an urgent need for a national screening program to increase early detection, alongside greater mental health support. CEO Mark Brooks says lung cancer doesn't only affect smokers.
If I had five patients in front of me now, two would be current smokers, two would be former smokers, and one would be a never smoker. As our new report shows, patients diagnosed with lung cancer are substantially disadvantaged.
And Mulgrave Cricket Club grounds have been vandalised by burnouts. There's expected to be $10,000 worth of damage after the vandals drove over and ripped up turf on Monday night. This is not the first time the grounds in Edmonton have been targeted, with this happening just weeks ago. The council has been notified again to see if bollards can be put in place. Police investigations are ongoing. Let's take a look at some sport now. The best young footy players from Cairns will go head-to-head with the rest of North Queensland in the AFLQ Schools Cup in Townsville. A boys' team from St Augustine's and girls from St Andrews will play schools from the host city, Mackay and Capricornia, with the grand final happening later today. Those schools earning their place among a record 612 teams taking part in the comp across Queensland this year as the popularity of AFL in our state soars. Award winners for the 2022 NBL One season have been named. For our Cairns Dolphins, Kayla George has taken out the title of MVP. Tiana Bond secures the Best Defensive Player and Ali Burke named Most Improved. Cairns Marlins' Ben Eyre took out MVP. Veteran Kurt R. Wang wins Best Defensive Player. And Aaron Farmer is recognised as the Most Improved. The NBL One North quarterfinals begin this weekend with the Marlins hosting the Force while the girls travel to play the Thunder. And that's all for this edition of Far North Queensland Local News. But if there's a story you think we need to be covering, send us a message at northqldlocalnews@sca.com.au. And for the latest local news throughout the day, download the Listener app.
From Listener and the Royal Institution of Australia, I'm Dr. Sophie Calabretto, and this is The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. Twice a week, you'll hear the latest in science news from Australia and across the globe in 15 minutes or less. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching.
If the stresses stop and the conditions revert to the normal, the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
Monkeypox conspiracy theories.
Chimps aren't even monkeys, they're apes. So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
To the secrets of nerve pain uncovered by a snail.
So when they were looking at the toxins from these snails, they discovered that the toxins were quite effective at closing off messages that travel through the body.
The Science Briefing. New episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. Download the Listener app now to listen for free and search The Science Briefing in the Listener app now.
Listener.